Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week, in our study of Hebrews chapter 10, we stated that all that Jesus did for our salvation, that it's only reasonable for us to serve Him. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by Him." All things made, okay, by Him. "And without Him was not anything made that was made. And the Word that made all things, that nothing was made without Him, was made flesh and dwelt among us." Of course, that's Jesus Christ. He made all things. The Maker is the owner of the universe. When He took on humanity, when God became a man, His Godhood allowed for us, who would be purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ, to become the bride. Now do you understand a little bit better Philippians 2, 6 through 8, of Jesus Christ when it says, "Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God." He was not just a spirit, He was the Spirit. He was God. "But made Himself of no reputation, and took upon Him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, He humbled Himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." He took on a body of complete surrender to the will of the Father. My friend, He humbled Himself. If He would make this sacrifice for me, that is not only the cross and the resurrection, but to leave the fullness of glory for the limitations of humanity, then cannot I, as a Christian, let Him, so to speak, drive the awl through my ear and be His consecrated servant forever? And in all eternity, I would never be able to pay back what I owe to Him. Jesus paid it all to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it. He made it white as snow. Now let's look at verse 5. Again, "Wherefore, when He cometh into the world, He saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me." Now, that word "prepared" is from the same Greek word that is translated "framed" in Hebrews 11:3. Through faith, we understand the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made with things which do appear. So, how does this relate to the body of Christ then? We realize framed or prepared as it comes to the creation of the heavens and the earth, but what about the body of Christ? Simply this: God formed the body of the Son while He was in the womb of Mary. Jesus was not of a human father, although He was 100% human. The body of the first Adam was a special creation, not formed of the normal processes of procreation. Yet, that first Adam was fully human. Jesus, the second Adam, is also fully human, but not the seed of man in procreation. He was formed by the hand of God the Father, who is Spirit. And God the Father formed every speck of the humanity of Christ in the womb of Mary throughout that 9 months. To go to all this trouble, when he in his omnipotence knew man would sin, and sin grievously, how in the world could anyone think God doesn't love him or her? My friend, let me tell you very succinctly, adamantly, and truly, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Now, in the volume of the book, he says in verse 7, the idea is the whole settled book, the Bible. Remember, the psalmist said in the book of Psalms, he said, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." Psalms 119. We know by 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 that it is all God-breathed. Before that, it was settled in heaven. I believe in what is called mechanical dictation. The word that was already settled in heaven was given to holy men. Only holy men of God would be allowed to take down the words of the Holy Spirit of God. But every word they wrote, it wasn't their personality writing the words, because the word had already been settled in heaven. The word was already there. But instead, these men took down the words of the Holy Spirit of God, word for word. Verses 8 through 10 finish the thoughts of this body prepared. In verse 8 it says, above, when he said, "Sacrifice and offering, burnt offerings, and offering for sin thou wouldest not, neither hast pleasure therein, which are offered by the law." Then said he, "Lo, I come to do thy will, O God." He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. Now these verses are explaining what was quoted and added from Psalm 40 when we read there verses 6 through 8. And he is saying the reason the blood of bulls and goats cannot take away sins, as stated in verse 4 here of Hebrews 10, the reason they cannot take away sins and the reason they are not worthy is that the Lord demands and has a higher sacrifice for humanity, which was created in his likeness. And therefore, the blood of bulls and goats, being only symbolic, could not take away the sin and atone for that which was created in God's likeness and then desecrated by man. These Jews, who may have been tempted to go back to Judaism because of the persecution and rejection of family, are being drawn from the sacrifices or shadows to the very image itself. And maybe I should say, himself, the Lord Jesus Christ. The first which is taken away was only a shadow or a type. Why did he take it away? That he might establish the second. Jesus Christ is the true offering for sin. How blasphemous and foolish to think that we can earn our salvation, that we can do works that will make us worthy of salvation, make us worthy of heaven, make us good enough. Oh, no, all of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags in the sight of God, we're told in Isaiah 64, verse 6. And he says, by which will we are sanctified. In verse 10, he says, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And that word sanctified has the idea of coming to fellowship with God, by which we understand we are separating from the world. This is a must in our fellowship with Him. When a young man, a young lady start dating, they get interested and then they get serious and then start talking about marriage. Now, this young lady may have dated many other men. And he asked her to marry him, and she says yes. This is all based on love. It's not based on works. He loves her. She loves him. But when she comes into this marriage, he has already made the vows. Matter of fact, in the wedding ceremony, the husband makes the vow first. And then the lady. And the marriage is not complete unless the lady also vows. And isn't that the way it is? God has already said, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. He's already made his vow to you. But what you need to understand is that as the lady separates from all her former lovers and boyfriends and comes and commits herself to this one man and one man alone, we must realize that we are separating from the world. This is a must in our fellowship with God. As a matter of fact, the word fellowship has the idea of a partnership. We're coming into partnership with God when we receive Him as our Lord and Savior. We're laborers together with God. 1 Corinthians 3:9 says, however, we cannot come in our own strength. My friend, we cannot turn from our sin. And so the body of Christ was offered once for all. No one excluded. Therefore, when we come to Him, He makes His promise that He'll remove our sins from us as far as the east is from the west and will not remember them anymore. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.